Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hey, you folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Fury of the Wind. Say, kids, for fun at breakfast, ask Mom to get you the cereal that speaks right up and says, snap, crackle, pop, when you pour on milk or cream. And wait till you taste the wonderful, crisp goodness of Rice Krispies. You'll know that snap, crackle, and pop is Rice Krispies' way of telling you how crisp they are.
Try them with bananas or canned peaches. They're extra swell that way.
That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. Sometimes United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles fought the wild weather of the West as hard as they fought the outlaws who roamed that wide land. But one time, the only thing that saved them from almost certain death was the fury of the wind.
Killer King, eh?
That's what they call me.
How'd you get that name?
Can't you figure that one out?
Sure. Just making conversation.
Well, cut the palaver and tell me why you sent for me.
Don't get so edgy, killer. I'm getting to it.
You don't have to be cute with me, Reagan. You're in one kind of business and I'm in another. We're both outlaws.
Oh, not me, killer. The law can't touch me.
Yeah, that's because you never do your own stealing or your own killing. You can always find gun hands to work for you for a price, and you pay the price. All right, I'm a gun hand. I got a lot of notches on the handles of my six irons, and every notch was paid for by somebody like you. Now, what's your proposition?
You're really tough, aren't you, killer?
I gotta be tough. When the law catches up to me, I'll hang, and I know it.
I don't like the law any more than you do. There's a time when the name Dirk Reagan meant something around here. Then the law started moving in. Two big robberies stopped. 10 of my men arrested. One man's responsible for it.
Who's that?
Wild Bill Hickok. Him and that big Bull Moose deputy, Jingles.
Hmm. You want to get rid of the top lawman in the whole West?
That's right. And the deputy, too.
It's going to come real high.
For the money they cost me, I don't care. I'll pay your price, killer.
$4,000 cash.
When they're both dead.
That's right.
It's a deal. Two more notches on those gun butts of yours. No more Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Jingles, what are you doing now?
Huh? Oh, I'm just beating up a few eggs, Bill. Gonna scramble them.
But you just ate four eggs.
I know, but those were fried.
We can't stick around here all day while you eat. I want to go have a talk with Dirk Reagan.
Dirk Reagan? Bill, if you keep trying to get something on Reagan, you're liable to get us both killed.
Reagan doesn't do any killing. You know that, Jingles.
All I know is that anybody that crosses Reagan winds up nailed inside a pine box where nobody ever serves you a scrambled egg.
Yeah, but Reagan doesn't put you there. He hires his killers.
I don't care who puts me there. I ain't gonna go.
Somebody has to teach Dirk Reagan that the law has come here to stay. He's not running this part of the West like he used to.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I wish we had a few more teachers out here.
Well, we haven't. We're the law, and it's up to us. So finish your scrambled eggs and let's go.
You mean I haven't got time to boil a few?
Nope. Those are your last eggs.
Bill, I don't like the sound of what you just said.
There's Dirk's ranch house, Jingles.
Yeah, sitting on a hill where he can see who's coming in any direction.
Most likely already got it spotted.
Did you ever notice anything funny about this ranch, Bill?
Well, it's mighty big, thousands of acres.
It sure is, and it don't grow nothing. No cattle, no pastures. Nothing but sagebrush and rocks and a big stone house on a hill.
That's right. Reagan wants it that way for protection. But the one man he can't protect against is himself. Well, here we are. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. Yeah, here we are. But do we want to be here?
Hey, here comes one of Reagan's hands. I don't think I've seen him before.
Well, looking for somebody, gents?
We sure are.
Hold it, Jingles. Yeah, we're here on business. We'd like to talk to Dirk Reagan.
Reagan don't talk to every drifter that comes riding in here.
Well, we ain't no drifters. We're...
Jingles, wait.
But, Bill, I...
Jingles, huh? Hmm. And this must be the famous Wild Bill Hickok.
He sure is. Now maybe you better take back that crack about drifters.
Yeah, maybe I better. You ain't drifters, you're special guests. Real special.
Bill, look out! Well, that was a fool play if I ever saw one. You just found out you were talking to Wild Bill Hickok. Then you tried out drawing.
Oh, shut up, you big ox.
Now that you've made your play, mister, suppose you tell your boss that we want to see him.
I'll tell him you got a broken head.
Well, now there's a fool play. He's going to try to win Bill in a fight.
I'll knock that smile of yours down your throat.
I'm not smiling. I'm laughing.
Laugh this off.
Okay, here's the big laugh.
Bill, I don't suppose when he wakes up, he'll think that's funny at all.
Howdy doody, kids. Here is big news. Now you can put on your own howdy doody puppet show. Yes, sir, like a big-time broadcast, you can stage a puppet show of your own right in your own home for the grown-ups and all your friends. And you can do it, kids, because now you can get official Howdy Doody hand puppets. They fit right over your hand like a glove. You just move your fingers, and those marvelous puppets wave, bow, have funny faces, and perform like real puppet actors. That's because they're the genuine official Howdy Doody hand puppets with special plastic faces, colorful cloth costumes, even real felt hands.
I wonder, can you get Clarabelle the Clown?
You bet. There are three puppets you can get. Clarabelle the Clown, the beautiful Indian princess, and that famous star, Howdy Doody. All the facts are on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies package. All you do is send one Rice Krispies box top and 25 cents for each puppet you want to Howdy Doody Puppets, Box 700, New York 46, New York. Write your own name and address and the name of the puppet you want. Remember that, too.
But I want all three puppets.
Well, sure you do. Everybody does. Just send one Rice Krispies box top and 25 cents for each puppet. Send to Howdy Doody Puppets, Box 700, New York 46, New York. Better send today. Better get your puppets right away and put on your own big official Howdy Doody show right at home. Bill and Jingles rode out to question Dirk Reagan at his ranch house. They were met at the door by one of Reagan's hired killers. It took some fast work with a gun and some fast work with his fists before Wild Bill convinced the man that he was going in to see the boss.
All right, Hickok, come on in. I suppose there's no way of stopping you after what you just did to my new bodyguard.
That's about right, Reagan.
Bodyguard? Now, Dirk, what does an honest man like you need with a bodyguard?
You can save your insults, Jingles. The law has nothing on me. I keep a bodyguard because there are plenty of people in this county who'd like to see me out of the way.
You bet there are. Just about all the law-abiding folks around here would like to see you sent off to jail.
Maybe so, but that's not going to happen.
I wouldn't be too sure, Reagan. I've stopped a few of the jobs your hired men have pulled, and I've put them in jail. I'm going to keep right on doing it.
And one of these days, we're going to prove that you're behind these stick-ups, and you're going to go to jail, too.
Is that all you came here to say?
That's all.
All right, you've said it. Now get out.
All right, but there's something to tell those hold-up men of yours. Working for you is a sucker's game. All your best men are in jail, and any new ones you hire are going to go to jail, too.
Well, here comes the stage, Bill.
Yep, right on time. Old Charlie's a good driver.
Oh, yeah. Howdy, Charlie. Did you have a good trip?
Fine, Jingles. Well, howdy, Bill. How's everything with you?
Pretty good, Charlie. I want to talk to you as soon as you can get away.
Yeah, make it right now. Boys have put up the horses. Old Tookie will take the mail over to the post office.
Good. Then we'll walk over to Marshall's office.
Yeah, I got the coffee pot on, and I might even scramble you some eggs.
Charlie, how good an actor are you?
Actor? I ain't no actor, Bill.
What do you want to bet, Charlie? Bill's got an idea where you have to be an actor. I'll just bet you wind up acting all over the place.
You know, I can't figure out what you're getting at, Bill.
Come on inside. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't figure it out neither, Charlie. But Bill's up to something. Just grab yourself a chair and I'll pour you a snort of coffee.
Charlie, are you hauling any money on your next trip?
Well, no, Bill. The company's been hit so hard by holdups lately, they quit shipping money on the stage. Send it in by special messengers on horseback now.
This time it'll be different. I've got $4,000 in this package, all in marked bills.
Well, what do you know? You want me to take it along on the next trip?
That's right, and I want you to get held up.
Well, now, wait a minute. It's my job not to get held up.
Now, stop arguing, you old walrus. You know you're going to wind up doing what Bill says anyhow.
Well, all right, but where does the acting business come in?
I want you to advertise that you're going to be carrying this money.
Well, now, that's something else I never do, Bill.
I'll bet you do it this time.
Go to the Flamingo tonight and act like you're having a celebration. Talk loud about the money you're hauling and then sneak out and go on home. The word will get back to the right people.
Hmm. And I'll get held up and let the robbers have the money so you can catch them with the marked bills, huh?
If Bill is thinking what I think he's thinking, he wants to catch the man that'll get the money from the men that get it from you and give it to the man that Bill wants to catch.
You better run through that again for me, Jingles. I didn't quite get it straight.
I don't think I can run through it again, Charlie.
Well, Jingles didn't explain it very well, but he's got the idea all right. Will you do it, Charlie?
You know I will, Bill. Good luck to you. You got a hunch you're going to need it.
Supposed to be guarding the stagecoach. Why, what are we riding a half a mile behind it for?
We're not guarding it, Jingles. We want it to be held up.
Well, if it does get held up, we ain't going to be close enough to catch the varmints to do it.
We don't want to.
Bill Hickok, sometimes you just don't make sense.
All we want to do is to trail them. I want to see who gets that marked money and when it's all over.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Well, it's a fine day for a holdup. Cloudy and gloomy and beginning to blow up a real snorter of a storm. Bill, somebody shooting.
That's right, just about where I figured it'd happen. Let's get up on that hill where we can see. Get up there, Buckshot.
Ho, Joker. Bill wants to go take a look. There's an awful lot of shooting up there. I hope Charlie ain't in trouble.
Probably just shooting to make him stop. I told him not to take any chances. Here we are, Jingle. Keep down off the skyline so nobody will see us. Whoa, Buckshot.
Up, ho, Joker, ho.
See him down there, Jingles?
I sure do, Bill. Four of them. They're all finished and riding the way down the valley.
Yeah, Charlie's starting the stage again. Guess he's all right.
Well, that's good. Well, what do we do now?
Get back in the saddle and start trailing those four owls. When they hand over that money, we want to be there.
Bill, I thought the that head for Dirk Reagan's ranch house, but they're leading us back into the hills.
Reagan's too smart to have him come to his place, Jingles. We'll probably meet them in a hideout somewhere.
Yeah, I hope we get to it pretty soon. This wind is about to blow my eyebrows off, and it's getting worse.
Hold it, Jingles. Pull over, Chuckle.
Whoop-ho, Joker-ho. What'd you see, Bill?
There's a little shack right ahead there in the trees. Looks like the end of the trail.
Yeah. Now, if your hunch is right, we just wait for Reagan to show up.
I don't think we're going to have to wait, Jingles. There's that big pinto he usually rides tied out and back. Looks like he's already here.
Well, good. I don't like the idea of having to wait around in this storm. Well, what do we do now?
We'll leave the horses here. Sneak up to the window and take a look.
And if Reagan is holding any of the marked money, we step in and grab it.
And that's the idea, but it may not be that easy. All right, come on.
Stay here with Buckshot, Joker, and keep out of sight. Wow, Billy's blowing a gale.
It sure is. Well, at least there's no danger of them hearing us.
The only danger is that we'll get blown clear over the top of the mountain.
It's going to take a real big wind to do that to you, Gordon. Well, here we are in the quiet.
There's only four of them in there, Bill.
Yeah, but one of them's Reagan, and he's the man we want.
Wonder if the door's locked.
There's no lock on it, just a bar. Lift it real easy.
I got it off, Bill.
All right, we're ready. Come on.
All right, get your hands up.
And don't go for your gun.
Hickok.
Yes, Hickok, Reagan, and we finally got you with the goods, just like we said we would.
What goods? I'm just paying off the boys that work for me.
That's no good, Reagan. You're paying them off with marked money that was stolen from the stagecoach.
What?
Little dots of red ink on each bill. Little red dots that are going to send you to jail at last.
I've been double-crossed.
You double-crossed yourself. All of you line up against that wall. We're taking you in.
Chill at the window.
Drop the guns, Hickok, or I'll shoot you right in the back.
Happy talk, happy talk. It's a cowboy's happy talk.
Oh, now, if you want to talk, come on over here, Slim.
Oh, I don't want to talk, Charlie. I just got a little something right here under my arm that'll do the talking. Yes, sirree, I got those talking Rice Krispies that go snap, crackle, and pop right here under my arm.
Oh, that's fine. I'm a Rice Krispies eater myself.
Yep, I guess about everybody's a Rice Krispies eater. You know, those light puffs of rice are one of the most delicious things that us cowboys ever get to eat.
I'm sure of that, Slim, because Rice Krispies are toasted and specially puffed to be extra crispy and good. And then they have a very wonderful flavor. Rice Krispies are really something to eat, teamed up light and crisp with peaches or sliced bananas. And when you pour on milk and cream, add some sugar, man!
Yeah, man, they're good. And don't forget how they talk, either. That's important to us cowhands.
That's right. Kellogg's Rice Krispies go snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk or cream. So you have pleasant talk along through your breakfast.
Happy talk, I call it. Snap, crackle, pop. I love to hear it. In fact, I guess I'll treat myself and go hear some now.
Good enough. And kids, you treat yourself soon to Kellogg's Light and Crispy Rice Krispies. That talk when you eat.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles finally got the evidence against the wily Dirk Reagan, but just as they were about to arrest him and his gang, a gun barrel smashed through the cabin window and a voice behind them said,
"Drop it, Hickok. If you try to turn around, you'll never live to make it."
Better do what he says, Jingles.
But Bill...
You big moose, drop your guns.
All right.
Cover him, boys. Nice work, killer. I was beginning to wonder if you were on guard out there.
If you got him covered, I'll come in, Dirk.
Sure. Come on in out of the wind. Well, Hickok, you finally got the evidence against me, but you're not going to get to use it. Ever.
Oh, what are you going to do to him?
We're going to get rid of you. For good.
And that's my job, Reagan. Remember our deal.
Sorry, killer. This isn't a job for your guns.
But you hired me to get rid of these two.
That's another charge we've got against you, Reagan.
You'll never live to use it.
A couple of bullets will take care of them forever, Dirk.
Let me handle this, will you? Peacock and Jingles are found shot to death. We'll have the whole county on our necks. We're going to make it look like they got burned to death. Accidentally.
Burned to death?
You heard me. Fasten them up to that post, boys. And don't use ropes. Use that chain and padlock so they can't try any tricks.
Then we set fire to the cabin?
That's right. With that wind howling, it'll go up like a torch. Meanwhile, we ride back to the Flamingo and have a party so everybody can see us. When people start asking questions, we were in town all evening.
Yeah, we're going to look real natural chained to a post.
One of the boys will come back and get the chain out of the ashes before you're found. Oh, put their guns back in their holsters, boys. They can't use them. They wouldn't look right without them.
Yeah, I got to hand it to you, Dirk. No wonder you never got caught breaking the law.
Only fools get caught. Well, we're ready, boys. Pour some of that lamp oil on the floor, toss a match into it, and let's ride.
Maybe I won't live to take you in, Reagan, but one of these days the law will catch up with you. It never misses.
You won't be talking so big when that fire gets going. Come on, let's go. Got a start already. Hope you two stay nice and warm.
You sneaking sidewinder. I just wish one thing. I wish I could keep you in here with us.
So long. Sorry, I can't stay with you.
Look at that fire burn, Bill. Looks like we're really in for it this time.
Yeah, we're really in a spot, partner. With that wind screaming, that fire will move fast.
Listen to it blow. Shaking the whole cabin.
Yeah, that last blast almost tipped the whole place over. Hey, wait a minute.
Now what?
We've got a chance, Jingles. The next time a big gust hits, we'll both throw our weight against this wall.
Oh, what good will that do, Bill?
If we can tip this shaky old cabin just a little, I think the wind will turn it right on over. And when it smashes up, we can get the chain off of that post.
Well, it might work. It'll have to. Fire's getting too hot for comfort.
It's about time for another gust. All right, get ready. Now, rock the cabin hard. We're tipping it, Jingle.
Now, aren't you glad I'm big?
It's working. There we go.
Bill, look out!
Well, here's to a great idea, Dirk. Your troubles should be out of the way for good by now.
Have your fun, boys, but don't mention any names. We're not supposed to know anything about that cabin.
Ah, don't worry, Dirk. We're all smart enough to keep your secret.
It's too late for secrets, Reagan. Get them up!
Watch, Hickok, blast it!
Well, that takes care of the two who were crazy enough to draw. Anybody else?
How'd you two get here?
We rode our horses here just like you did. We wanted to get here in time for the party because we had a big surprise for you.
I mean, how'd you get loose? I thought everything was all set.
You had us in a pretty tough trap, but a great big puff of wind came along and blew us right out of it.
I don't believe it.
That's true, Dirk. It was an ill wind for you, but it blew us a lot of good.
Yeah, I'm never going to get mad at the wind again. The harder it blows, the louder I'm going to say, "Howdy, friend. Thank you for saving our lives."
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Monday, we'll be back with another Wild Bill Hickok adventure, kids.
And, you know, ordinarily Bill and Jingles appreciate a little joke, but this time it almost cost them their lives. We call it a vicious joke.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Here's the way to give the family a pleasant surprise at breakfast tomorrow. Put a Kellogg's variety pack on the table and let everyone select his own breakfast. See how much fun it is for all of you. Try this once and you'll make it a regular routine at your house. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll find 10 individual, generous-sized packages, each fresh packed to you, of your favorite Kellogg's cereals, such as Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes, or Sugar Pops. Look for Kellogg's Variety Pack next time you shop. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Alan Reed and Vic Perrin. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Aram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!